You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand used a stop at the former Hotel Syracuse to point out the important role of federal historic preservation dollars in revitalizing older buildings. She was celebrating the success she and Senate colleagues had in including nearly $89 million in the upcoming budget for Department of Interior's Historic Preservation Fund. President Trump's proposed budget originally slashed the fund, which Gillibrand says would have been a big mistake. She cites projects other than the Hotel Syracuse that have benefited.
The old West Brothers Knitting Company factory. It also helped turn that project, for example, into affordable housing. It includes the old school in Fulton, which was turned into affordable apartments for seniors. It includes the historic Courier Building, which now has restaurants and apartments. So as you can see, the program is very effective.
That's exactly what Assemblymember Bill Magnarelli says he and his colleagues in both chambers of the legislature pointed out to Gillibrand to rally support for the funding.
We wrote her letters and we were trying to get in touch with her staff to make sure that we said that upstate New York, Syracuse, Onondaga County, these credits are vital to what's going on in the restoration of old buildings and old neighborhoods.
Federal historic preservation funds are often used in concert with state tax credits, which Magnarelli says they've been able to extend. Senator Gillibrand says the state has beautiful old architecture that can't be ignored.
And a lot of it has to do with the Erie Canal. It has to do with how commerce flowed up the Hudson to Albany and then straight west through the Erie Canal into Pennsylvania, into Ohio, into the rest of the nation. And so as a consequence, beautiful things were built in our state a long time ago. And the fact that we've recognized that and preserved it shows that we know how to continue the great legacy that New York has.
Gillibrand says the preservation also serves as an economic engine by generating jobs and driving additional development, as we've seen in downtown Syracuse. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, waer.org.